believe a thing you hear, nor half of what you see. That's what mother said to me when I was a kid of three. Now I know that she was right, right in every way. In the papers every day, here's what the headlines say. Chorus girls are darn good cooks, that's a lot of bunk. And politicians are not crooks, that's a lot of bunk. Two girls took two boys in their car, and when they got out pretty far, the boys said, stop or we'll tell Ma. That's a lot of bunk. Farmer, get the hammer, there's a fly on baby's head. Taxi drivers never cheat, now that's a fabrication. Cops are always on their beat, why that's a lot of hokum. I took a showgirl out with me, you dined at Café de Paris.
She said, I'll just take cake and tea.
That's a lot of bumps. She knocked my apartment, and so I knocked her flat, 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 flat. Waiters never take a tip. That's a lot of B-U-N-K. Car conductors never dip. That's a lot of B-U-N-K. Only just the other day, I phoned 2,000 miles and say, I got my number right away. That's a lot of bumps. We've got a goat without any nose, but gosh, how he can smell. This fool song has got no sense when all is said and done, but I think it's lots of fun, and we've only just begun. Don't you think our audience will think that we're a bore? Well, I hope they don't get sore, cause we're gonna sing some more. My landlord's a poor old gent, and he never raised the rent. The cats in all the yards, oh my, they sing so sweet, they sing so high, I love to hear their lullaby.
Throw a sponge in the water, then you'll see something swell.
Well, 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 well.
Rich men lead an awful life,
that's a lot of bunk. Every man's true to his wife,
that's a lot of
be careful.
The voters fought for you and me,
they fought for our liberty. They'll get their bonus, wait and see.
That's a lot of bunk. Automobiles come from China, because they go honk, 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 honk. Everybody loves to die, that's a lot of bunk. Little babies never cry, that's a lot of bunk. I met a tramp whose funds were low, I listened to his tale of woe, and said, poor man, take all my dough. That's a lot of bunk. We have apples, we have pears, yes, we have no fruit. Bunk, bunkity bunk, 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 bunk.
Courtney, that was wonderful.
Man, that's one of my 78 RPM records, you know.
You brought them all over here in this shopping cart. Where you just you just went to a street corner and you put all your records in a shopping cart?
Well, I came out here with this Irwin fella. He made me drive, and he made me take my car. I drive him out here from New Jersey in my 1949 Hudson, which got a fluid drive. You ever see one of them? They don't make those anymore, you know. They don't make 78 RPM records anymore either.
Didn't you have to keep them out of the heat? I guess it's not that hot right now. You didn't have to worry about them, you know, being damaged on the trip over, I guess.
Yeah, I brought plenty, though. But, you know, they're only going to let me play them for 1 hour. Now, in the middle of the night when nobody's listening. What a shame. My name is George Codger. My name is Courtney T. Edison. T. My middle name. Trouble. That's right. Courtney T. Edison. And from now until 2 o'clock, we're going to be playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. You'll stick around and you'll hear some real music. You know, I was out in the car. He made me sit out in the car while he's in here doing the radio show. He's out there changing the oil now. And I was listening to some of the crap he was playing that he's got the nerve to call it music. You know, everything we're going to be playing from now until he comes back will be a 78 RPM recording only. I don't believe in these compact discs or the 12-inch vinyl format or cassettes, 8-track tapes, digital DAT tape, whatever they call it. I don't believe in any of that. So we're going to play only 78 RPM records. So this fella, Chris, which he was on in the morning.
Chris Tridis.
Yes, he told me I could be auditioning for a program.
To do the morning show.
Yes, so
you're
on KCRW. Yes, I brought the 78th down. I brought my own Victrola with the chromium stylus. So everything you're going to hear played on, I hauled that Victrola all the way out here from New Jersey. You know, it's very fragile.
Did you meet with Chris already? You're going to meet with him tomorrow?
Or he said he'd have lunch with me.
Oh, okay.
He said, let's have lunch, as they do out here in Hollywood. And he said, he's going to give me a show if I do really well.
So he's listening right now, I imagine, then. Chris DeRitas, our music director.
I certainly hope so. Because, you know, you can't tape this program. I won't allow it. He's got to be listening out there.
If you're rolling tape, stop rolling tape, because it'll make Courtney really upset.
Yeah, don't tape the program. Please don't. You know, but the signal from the radio station can bounce off of the surface of the planet Mars and come back, maybe in about 85 years. So, in that sense, the program will be rebroadcast, probably sometime in the 21st century. And I'll still be alive, don't worry. Well, let's get back to the music right now. Let's hear some Butter Beans and Susie.
Sounds good. Stay awake with Courtney Codger, Key Codger. Stay awake.
Hot dog, hot dog. Here come the hot dog man.
They come in.
What is it, lady?
But I see you got a hot dog stand.
You know something, Sue? I'm known now as the hot dog man. Yes, the hot
dog.
Hey,
listen. Well, I want a dog without bread, you see.
Wow, what's the matter?
Because I carry my bread with me.
Now, Sue, you peculiar. And that's the natural fact.
Yes, and if I like your dogs, why, I'll come back.
I know you will.
How much is it? I'm here to pay. Satisfy me. Listen while I say.
What have you got to say?
I want a hot dog for my road.
Well, here it is.
I want it hot. I don't want it cold.
My dog's never cold.
Give me a big one. That's what I say. I want it so it will fit my bread.
Now here's a hot dog for your roll.
Now is it young? I don't want it cold.
My dog never cold.
I sure will be disgusted if this dog game full of mustard. Don't want no excuse. It must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my roll.
Come and let me straighten you out. Now, here's a dog that's long and lean.
Uh-oh. That ain't the kind of dog I mean.
Now, here's a dog, Sue, that's short and fat.
But show me something different from that. Now, here's my roll.
Where's your roll?
Now, where's your dog?
Uh-oh, sister, that roll you got will hold a half a hog. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, butter. Can you fit it?
Why, sure I can.
Why, boy?
Why, Sue, I'm known now as the champion hot dog man. Now, here's a hot dog for your roll.
It must be hot, I don't want it cold.
My dog never cold.
Give me a big one, that's what I say. I want it so it will fit my bread.
Now here's a hot dog for your roll.
Now is it young, I don't want it old.
You know my dog's never old.
I sure will be disgusted if this dog game full of mustard don't want no excuse. It must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my roll.
Hot dog man is gone. I'm gone, hot dog.
Thank you. bicycle man down in Alabama. He has a good time just making folks happy. This musical man is a one-man band. Folks gotta love him for making them. Accordion man, scud do dee doo ba doo 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 wee doo dee.
It's the 78 RPM hour on KCRW.
With Courtney, the old codger. Courtney T. Edison.
Thanks for coming down, Courtney. I really appreciate it.
You're a fine young man, you know. You're putting up with me very, very well. I really appreciate that.
Now, is it true that you once danced with Bessie Smith?
Dance with her? I taught her how to dance. I taught her how to sing. Taught her how to emote. I knew Bessie. Wonderful woman. I didn't bring any recordings for Bessie Smith, but I've got someone later on who's almost as good, Sophie Tucker. The last of the Red Hot Mamas will play some Sophie Tucker. Well, you want to know what we listened to?
Oh, yes, I do. What was all that
in
stuff?
In that set.
All 78 RPM records?
Yes, set. I know the radio lingo, you know. I do the radio show back on WFMU in East Orange. I live in East Orange in a bunker with my 78s on Springdale Avenue, right down the block from WFMU. They let me do the radio show.
So you just knocked on their door one day with all your records and asked them if you could do a show? How'd that work out?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And they gave me an audition, much like this is, for KCRW.
Right.
And they said, you're pretty good. We won't give you a regular show, but you come down and you can fill in for the regular staff from time to time. And they let me do that. And I come down and I tell them, you know, I play them what real music is, the 78 RPM, and none of this big band crap. No Darcy Brothers or Paul Whiteman or Glenn Miller. Tui! Tui, I say Tui. And Glenn Miller.
Spit that cigar right out of your mouth. You know, you shouldn't really be smoking those cigars in here anyhow.
Yeah, just try and stop me, young fella. I break your kneecaps. Well, we heard from Butterbeans and Susie with I Want a Hot Dog for My Roll. Just a song about a picnic. Then the Williams sisters doing Sam, the old accordion man. I knew them well, the Williams sisters. And then Ambrose and his orchestra with a message from Mars. He's a British band leader. All these recordings are on 78 RPM record. You wouldn't have a shot of old Forrester around here, would you?
No,
you
definitely cannot drink whiskey in here. Cigars maybe, but no whiskey. Sorry about that, Courtney.
What's wrong? You know, I think people should cultivate more vices. You know, I think the world would be a better place if people had these
there's plenty of vices
outlets,
in Los Angeles.
These personal outlets of this degenerate behavior. You know, they're trying to outlaw cigarettes these days in this state. What's wrong with this state? New York's trying to do it, too. They want to restrict people from smoking. You know what I say? I say it off. I say, when cigarettes are outlawed, only outlaws will smoke cigarettes. I think smoking is good for you. I think it helps relieve stress. It improves your cognition. I think beer can help prevent strokes. And bourbon induces tingling sensations. And this is good. This is very desirable.
Have you been to Los Angeles before, Courtney?
Well, yes, many, many years ago with a young lady. That's a story I'll talk about later.
What do you think of all the malls here in Los Angeles? There's so many malls here.
Yes, and you know what? I went in a few of them, and not a one of them sells 78 RPM records or Victrolas. I'm quite upset by that. I've been trying to find some 78 RPM records out here. They're very hard to find.
Well, it's a good thing you brought so many with you.
So many. So many that we're running out of time. So let's play. This will be the little country group of music. First, we're going to hear the Buchanan Brothers with a song called When You See Those Flying Saucers. Then we're going to hear the great Hank Williams, which is a wonderful song. Well, we'll just hear it. And then some other things as well. There's the old codger playing 78s like they're going out of style.
I'm Warren Kolodny, and you're listening to KCRW Santa Monica, KCRY Indio Palm Springs, and KCRU Oxnard Ventura. In the studio with me this hour from East Orange, New Jersey.
No bourbon at all.
No, be quiet about that bourbon stuff. Jim, smoke your cigar.
Jim Beam.
In the studio with me is Courtney T. Edison. Stay awake.
You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. It's a sign, there's no doubt, of the trouble that's about. So I say, my friend, you'd better start to pray. They're a terrifying sight as they fly on day and night. It's a warning that we'd better make. of the judgment day.
Joe, quit acting smart. Stop being that old brazen sort. Don't you go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. Because the Kaiser tried it and Hitler tried it and Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They're saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear, because we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. You do the things you do, you getting folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. Cause man, we got Yanks and a mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. You know, you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. Now, you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite, cause you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe.
Up, up. up, liberty, 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 liberty.
On fire, on fire, on fire, on fire, on fire, on fire. Burns, 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 burns.
Long gun, long gun, long gun, long gun, long gun, long gun.
Delilah, 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 Delilah.
Arm, 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 arm.
Mary, way, 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 way.
Askin' thee, askin' thee, askin' thee, askin' thee, askin' thee, askin' thee.
Ow, 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 ow.
Another, 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 another.
For now, for now, for now, for now.
Carara, 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 carara.
Whole story, whole story.
To old galore,
to old galore.
To win, to win.
Liberty, liberty.
Soap, 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 soap.
Burns, burns, burns.
What was that, Courtney?
Well, you know, back in the 1940s, they had a big craze for stuttering records. And that
no,
was...
No kidding.
Yes, no, I said, oh, no, I'm not kidding. That was the stuttering country Polkalypso by Norton Clubfoot Grubbage. This is a very rare recording.
Did you know him?
Oh, yes, yes, I knew him. This is the only recording in existence of the stuttering country Polkalypso. Norman Grubbage was a distant cousin of mine. He pioneered the stuttering record. This was, in fact, the first one. Then there were all sorts of imitators releasing stuttering records. For a number of years, they were very much in vogue. Before that, we heard from Hank Williams, the great Hank Williams, the only person who has the name Hank Williams in my neighborhood. This was Hank Williams was he was hip to the great communist fiasco many years ago. That was a song about Joseph Stalin called No, No, Joe. And then the Buchanan brothers, when you see those flying saucers, the Buchanan brothers were a couple of inbred brothers who used to play stickball in my neighborhood many, many years ago. So this is the old codger. Happy to be here in Los Angeles.
Thanks for coming all this way from New Jersey to be on my show. All that cigar smoke.
Sorry about that.
Smells really bad here in the studio. What kind of cigars? Like cheap cigars, aren't they?
Yeah, it's an old stubby. Mm. Yeah, but got some lucky strikes here, too. I'm going to be smoking them a little later because I believe smoking keeps you healthy. You're probably going to ask me how old I am, and I'm not going to tell you.
I was going to be more polite. No, I wouldn't. I'm too nice.
I'm not going to tell you, but I'm old enough to have first-hand recollection of Mark Twain, H.R. Mencken, Abraham Lincoln, Robert E. Lee. I knew them all very, very well. But, you know, I keep with the times. And I love younger women, 45, 50. So, if any younger women out there want to call, I'm in town for a couple more days. I'd be happy to get together with you. We can have a grand old time, especially if you have a collection of 78 RPM records. We can get together and, as we used to say, cut a rug together, you know?
You're still a fine dancer.
Thank you very much. You know, I know you don't allow commercials on your station, to which I say hooey, so I must pay the bills, you know. So I brought along, these are 78 RPM recordings, of course, of commercials by my sponsors. Please patronize these people. they would pay me, the concert, $50. Well, you'll hear the commercial. Well, let's play the sponsors right now. It's very important that we get these in during the program.
I'm Warren Kaladin. You're tuned to KCRW Santa Monica, KCRY Indio Palm Springs, and KCRU Oxnard Ventura. In the studio with me this hour is Courtney T. Edison. Stay awake.
This is Ed Herlihy giving heap big talk about the 1948 Pontiac. When it comes to automobiles, people will be talking most about the beautiful new 1948 Pontiac. They'll be talking about the distinctive silver streak styling that's finer for 48. They'll talk about the superb new interiors with their rich two-tone upholstery in the deluxe models. They'll talk about all 15, yes, 15 beautiful body models. And, of course, they'll talk about GM Hydramatic Drive, now available as optional equipment at extra cost on the 1948 Pontiac. See the beautiful new 1948 Pontiac with Hydramatic Drive. That's 1948's finest motoring combination.
Tucked away in your refrigerator or nestled down in a bed of ice, plenty of frosty bottles of beer give a festive air to any home party or entertainment. This hearty brew perks you up with the very first swallow. And you'll agree, you never tasted a beer with... For 62 years, folks have been saying for finest flavor. Choice ingredients, scientifically brewed and aged to perfection, just naturally make a difference. You'll enjoy this difference in every bottle of... It tastes better because it's made better. It is always delicious. Try a bottle tonight. Discover for yourself the friendly flavor that makes first choice in the entire Great Lakes region. Always say for finest flavor and enjoy the best.
I want you to know that me, the old codger, if you patronize the sponsors, I will receive $50 for every Pontiac, every 1948 Pontiac, which is sold, and $6 for every case of beer purchased by listeners to this program. So please, please patronize the sponsors of the program.
Just don't get me in any trouble here, Courtney. You know, so you're breaking all the rules of the station. Smoking in the studio. I'm not going to let you drink, but now you're getting supported by sponsors. I might lose my show because of you, Courtney, so...
Well, maybe if we did some public service announcements, you know, over at WFMU, they'd say, if you read a public service announcement on the air, it's a good deed for the community, and it'll forgive all your transgressions.
Well, then please, proceed.
Even those lapses against good taste. So, KCRW thanks Cream Magazine for its support. Cream, the magazine that covers the world's music... on newsstands in 18 countries. No, by Cream.
I understand that you read a lot of magazines, even though you only play 78 RPM records. You do keep up with what's going on.
Yes, I want to know what's going on in the world. It's my world, too, you know. And I'm hoping someday I'll read in a publication that 78 RPM records are coming back.
Could be. Everything does come back around, so you never know.
I have another public service message here.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a public service announcement to kids... from the old codger, stay out of my yard, or I'll take a Louisville Slugger to your tush. This is a public service message from the old codger.
Fine. In the studio with me is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. My name is Warren Kaladny, and you're tuned to KCRW. The old codger will be with us in only another 20 more minutes, then I guess you'll have to go back to the car.
Well, I'll be with you until I finish playing all this music. Right now, we're going to hear the great Louis Jordan, one of the greatest singers ever, one of the greatest recording artists ever, Louis Jordan.
Stay awake.
Now, this is a story of Jack and Jim. And I don't mean the couple who went up the hill. I just mean a couple of lovers that live next door, and they're always battling, and I'm trying to keep the score. They're always petting and poking and jabbing and joking and cooing and cracking and wooing and whacking. They keep necking and knocking, singing and socking and squawking and squeezing and burning and freezing. Why, he holds her hands as long as he's able, but when he lets go, she bops him with a table. They start right in, patting and pinching and clouting and clenching. They're enjoying themselves, having a good time. Green thought he'd call one day on this nicely newlyweds across the way. But just as the pastor knocked on the door, a straight right connected mop, he hit the floor. They was petting and popping and banging and bopping, cooing and kissing and hitting and missing. They kept on grooving and grieving and loving and leaving, kicking and cackling and tickling and tackling. Now one night a neighbor tried some intervention, but one short jab knocked out his good intention. They started right in, stewing and stabbing and jiving and jabbing, having a good time. Once a lion escaped from a circus train, he strayed in Jack and Jill's domain. Just then they got in a towering rage. Lion took one look and jumped back in his cage. They started in swatting and swaying and plotting and playing and stomping and stabbing and grooving and grabbing. They kept dancing and ducking, tripping and trucking and plotting and pleading and banging and bleeding. Her mother said, I'll go right in there and fetch her. But Mom came out riding on a stretcher. They started right in, hitting and holding, fainting and folding. They was enjoying themselves, having a good time. Once a reporter called on the wife just to gather some data on her hectic life. She told him she'd never find time for books. She's always busy ducking left hooks. They was always swatting and swaying and socking and singing and cutting and cuddling and messing and muddling. They kept on fondling and fussing and kissing and cussing and tapping and teasing, squatting and squeezing. Once a voice called out, stop, I'm the law. But all he stopped was a haymaker to the jaw. They started in jiving and jumping and throbbing and thumping. They was enjoying themselves. You see, they were in love. Ain't married life wonderful? Hey, will somebody call Dr. Kildare? Is Dr. Christian in the house? Huh?
With my pipes as dry as chalk, I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. A bit on Jess evaporator, scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that load I moved out. I'm gonna dislocate his future. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
Sinatra. Ah, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, you don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say?
Ah, Frankie Sinatra. Ah, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, you don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
Why not make it this with the Houdini? Singing the West Indian melody. Frankie, my boy, I'm sure we'll sell 2 million copies or more.
Ah, Frankie Sinatra. Ah, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, you don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
It could be Dick Ames or Bing Crosby. I'll bet my money on little Frankie. I know you have the ability to sing calypso symphoniously.
Oh, Frankie Sinatra. Oh, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, you don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
You will be under the Caribbean moon. Frankie will sing, Houdini will swoon. Then the body socks would know I've made you the high priest of calypso.
Oh, Frankie Sinatra. Oh, Frank Sinatra.
When it comes to West Indian melody, the Houdini is an authority. With your ability, only leave the accent to Houdini. What I said?
Ah, Frankie Sinatra. Ah, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, you don't know.
I know you, Frankie, you know when it comes to singing with harmony, you will blend your voice with King Houdini.
Ah, oh, Frankie Sinatra. Ah, oh, Frank Sinatra. Frankie's a boy you don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
Frankie, I just know what you got, what makes you the idol of the Bobby Lock. That is why I am appealing to you. Some calypso you will have to do. What I said?
Ah, oh, Frankie Sinatra. Ah, oh, Frank Sinatra. Frankie's the boy you don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
So Frank Sinatra's big down in Trinidad, huh?
Well, no, they wanted him to be. They were saying, Frankie, you got the perfect voice to sing calypso. But I don't know that Frank Sinatra ever sang calypso.
Yeah, Bing Crosby did that thing with Javier Cugat that I liked.
Yes, I heard a fella, he's an actor, what's his name, Robert Mitchell, something like that, once did a record album of calypso. I thought he was pretty good. I'm a big fan of
Calypso. Oh, right. I've heard about that record.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Mighty Sparrow, Lord Kitchener, all the great old calypsonians, love them.
You ever made it down there, down in the West Indies?
Well, no. No, I'd like to take a cruise there someday, I hope to. But that was Wilmot Houdini and his Calypso Parliament with Bobby Sockcider. Dave Bartholomew before that, Who Drank My Beer? And the great Louis Jordan song about domestic tranquility is called Petting and Poking. You know, a little too much petting and poking. Sometimes, you know, you knock somebody out, somebody's liable to die. Death is a horrible thing. Well, sometimes it's a beautiful thing when it happens to people you don't like. You know, Warren.
Yes, Courtney.
I met the Grim Reaper once.
What did he say?
Well, first of all, anything? You know, it was very strange. I met the Grim Reaper. He's, he's much shorter than you'd expect. But we became good friends.
So you see him on occasion?
Yeah, we speak often. He's a regular fellow, you know. He's a very regular fellow. He's, you know, he's just doing his job. He works with a computer these days. He checks the expiration dates of people, and he notifies you when your subscription can no longer be renewed. But he's he cuts an imposing figure. You know, he posed for all those illustrations, you know, and for the photographs with the black shroud and the cowl and the scythe. But he's not very tall, but he's a nice fella.
Who'd have figured?
Yeah, who'd have figured? But anyway, you know, we have some more 78s. Irwin is out in the the parking lot.
Erwin Chu said, my other guest of the evening tonight. With me in the studio is Courtney T. Edison. T for trouble?
Trouble. My middle name. You know, I've got shoes older than you.
I'll bet you do.
We're playing nothing but 78 RPM records. I brought down my Victrola with the chromium stylus. They last very long. And my collection of 78 RPM records, which I brought here all the way from my bunker in East Orange, New Jersey.
You rolled them into the studio in a shopping cart, like a Safeway shopping cart full of 78 RPM records.
Oh, you noticed a Safeway. Yes, true. But anyway, well, we're going to go back to the wonderful music right now. We're going to hear from a woman who I wanted to marry her. I'm single, you know, safe, sane, and single, as Louis Jordan says. But if I was going to marry anybody, it would be this next lady, Sophie Tucker. She was the last of the Red Hot Mamas. And you listen to this song, and you'll hear why.
I think she's on a postage stamp right now, Sophie Tucker.
She may. She deserves a postage stamp.
You're listening to the Courtney T. Edison set on KCRW. Stay awake.
Don't be silly, forget it. Deb, Flapper, and Baby Vance bore me to tears. What do they know concerning love? Come to me for your burning love. 'Cause I'm the last of the Red Hot Mamas. They've all cooled down but me. Flapper, Vance, say, what do they know? Come get your hot stuff from this volcano. I'm an overheater, try and beat it. Hotsy, totsy, hot and hot. Now it may be snowing, but when I get going, oh baby, I'm hot. You can't keep your collegiate charmers. Their loving isn't worth a dime. Away up in Alaska where the natives freeze, an Eskimo left my hut in his leafy teeth. 'Cause I'm the last of the Red Hot Mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time. I don't want to brag, but in my hotel suite, a dozen firemen were overcome by heat. A Scotsman wants to marry me, the dear sweet soul. He thinks with me around, he'll save a lot of coal. I met a movie star who's famous for his past. I gave him one kiss and singed off his mustache. A funny thing happened, I nearly died. I sat down on an egg, got up, the egg was fried. I'm the last of the Red Hot Mamas. They've all cooled down but me. I don't pet and only neck him, no sir. I'm a mama who loves to wreck him. I can make him sizzle, make him fry and frizzle. If you want to know the truth, I can warm the cold one, give the old one back their flaming youth. I was born in the hot Bahamas. Right now I'm in love and pride. Others pet and kiss and hug and don't know what it's all about. Say, when I kiss men, they feel I've had their tonsils taken out. 'Cause I'm the last of the Red Hot Mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time.
Shaking his pelvis, shaking the pelvis, been in style ever since the River Nile. Some say it's oriental, but it may be occidental. It's only detrimental when you make it mental.
Don't blame it on Elvis for shaking his pelvis. Shaking the pelvis, been in style ever since the River Nile.
They brought us Miss Gamal, tricky hips like the canal. She came from the land of NASA. They call her a belly dancer.
Don't blame it on Elvis for shaking his pelvis. Shaking the pelvis, been in style ever since the River Nile.
Didn't Hollywood take her? I heard she made a picture. Anyway, why should she care? She hooked right into a millionaire.
Don't blame it on Elvis for shaking his pelvis.
Jazz lips. So why should any of us flip when Elvis pelvis shake a hip?
Don't blame it on Elvis for shaking his pelvis, shaking the pelvis in his style ever since the River Nile.
Elvis really could sing it. He takes the blues and he swings it. He got the kids all running wild with his rockabilly style.
Don't blame it on Elvis for shaking his pelvis, shaking the pelvis.
This is KCRW Santa Monica, KCRY Indio Palm Springs, and KCRU Oxnard Ventura. KCRW, a community service of Santa Monica College, National Public Radio for more of Southern California. I'm Warren Kolodny. My guest in the studio for the past hour has been Courtney T. Edison.
How come you're so many radio stations?
I don't know, Courtney. How come there are so many radio stations?
No, I mean, you mentioned so many.
Oh, because we have like three transmitters that go all over. You're being broadcast. It gets all the way down to Palm Springs, gets up near Santa Barbara.
Palm Springs.
You been there?
No, but is Milton Berle there?
Very, very likely.
Bob Hope. And who's the mayor? Sonny Bono.
They're all playing, probably playing golf as we speak.
Wow. That's wonderful. They're listening. I bet they like this music.
I would assume so.
That was Tito Puente.
And you said you were dancing to the song with Betty Rubble, you were saying?
Betty, you know, did you know Betty Rubble? I used to date Betty Rubble. She was my
cartoon character.
Oh, she's no cartoon. No? She's a real woman. There's a cartoon character, Betty Rubble.
Oh, based on her?
Yes, yes. Oh. I knew the real Betty Rubble. She was a fiancée after Sophie Tucker. But Betty and I go way back. But, you know, she did a silly thing. She wouldn't marry me. So she was my favorite woman of all time, next to Sophie Tucker. But Betty went and she married her brother, Barney.
The dinosaur.
No, Barney Rubble, not the purple dinosaur, no. She married her brother, Barney, so she didn't have to change her name. I don't know why she went and did that. It's a very foolish thing to do.
So it was like an incest thing. I didn't realize that at all.
I didn't want to say that, but as long as you brought it up, you have broached the subject. Yes, that's why Betty and I can never be as one.
But they have different color hair, just different genes in the family.
They are brother and sister, in fact. Betty and Barney are cohabitating brother and sister who got married. Very, very. I approve of sin, but I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, as long as we're speaking of Betty, I'd like to say hello to two of my friends who might be listening. There's my good buddy, Mr. Jenkins. Now, you may have seen him posing for those Tanqueray ads.
Oh, yeah.
That's my friend, Mr. Jenkins. Yes, he's 107 years old. Great collector of 78 RPM records.
Quite a swinger.
He might be out there listening. Yes, he lives in Los Angeles. And my good buddy, Rummy Delbarton, who is out back in East Orange, taking care of my bunker while I'm away. Rummy, we have a great debt, a public municipal community debt to pay to Rummy Delbarton. You know what he invented?
No, I have no idea what he invented.
Rummy Delbarton invented the speed bump.
Oh, you were telling me about him before we started.
Yes, he invented the speed bump, and every time a car goes over a speed bump, and you bounce out of your seat and hit your head on the roof of your car, Rummy gets a royalty. Because he invented the speed bump. He also invented sliced bread. I'll tell you about that some other time. But
you know, must be a very wealthy man.
He is, as a matter of fact. And he plows all his money back into preserving his 78 RPM record collection. So I have to go now. That Irwin fella is waiting to come back in.
Irwin Chusid, the producer of Esquivel and Raymond Scott, will be joining us back in the studio and will be our guest for the remaining hour of the program.
So I just wanted to say goodbye to you and to Chris, who let me come down here.
Chris, you're just the music director?
Yes, who says I could do a show, maybe, if I'm good.
Right.
Playing the great old 78 RPM records. That's me, Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, playing 78s like they're going out of style.
And so, you'd leave your gig at WFMU in New Jersey to do a DJ out here? He's offering you
a better
deal?
It's hard to walk down here with the shopping cart full of 78s because you're not so far.
Right.
I'd have to live on campus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Courtney. Thanks for coming all this way and bringing all these great records along with you.